Talk. A couple of stories about municipality performance today in the media. One, on page 3 of the Business Day, refers to the Municipal Financial Sustainability Index for 2017-2018, compiled by an agency called Ratings Africa that was released earlier this week. That index evaluates the operating performance, liabilities management, budget practices, and liquidity position of a municipality and scores it out of 100. And in that ranking, the Swartland municipality in the Western Cape was the highest score at 86 out of 100. And also have a look at metros. Only 2 out of the 7 metros analyzed reporting a profit. The Cape Town is head and shoulders above the rest. Western Cape as a province was lauded as the highest scoring province, an average of 63, as well as being the province that has improved the most over the past 5 years. And then a think tank called Good Governance Africa has an annual government performance index, which uses government statistics to come up with its ranking. And has a look at 213 municipalities in terms of administration, economic development, and service delivery. And of the top 20 best performing municipalities, 15 are run by the DA, either alone or in a coalition, and the others run by the ANC, either alone or in a coalition. Lukona Mguni is a legal researcher at Good Governance Africa. Lukona, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. Probably a socio-economic researcher than a legal one.
There we go. Okay. Political parties will do with this what they want to, and the DA will claim all sorts of victories, and the ANC will make excuses. But I mean, what does it tell us? I mean, what are you actually looking at? What is the fact that Mossel Bay is the best run municipality in the country mean?
Well, of course, the indicators for Good Governance Africa will differ a bit with the one you just earlier stated. But the interesting part is that the same Swartland that is number one featuring on the other financial soundness survey, it features as number 3 on the Good Governance Africa survey. So there's a bit of complementarity. What does Good Governance Africa look at? There are 15 set of indicators that are themed across 3 important areas. The first is the one on administrative capacity to perform, issues of compliance, issues of financial soundness, and capacity generally in terms of personnel. The second theme is around economic development. So you are looking there at indicators that include things such as poverty levels, work opportunities, unemployment rates, and of course, finally, you are looking at the issue of individual incomes. And then the third theme is around service delivery. We've got about 8 indicators there that range from issues such as water and sanitation, refuse collection, to questions that, of course, we know in the terms of competence are not in the competency of local government, such as education, health, policing, but they are important to measure, to check what are the lived experiences and experiences in terms of education, safety levels, and availability of health care. So these are the indicators. And what does it mean when a municipality is ranked number one in this index? It means that that municipality is relatively playing very well in terms of delivering or in terms of the availability of some of these services within its municipality. So they are financially sound, they are having economic opportunities, unemployment is relatively low, and of course in terms of service delivery, you've got competence in services. However, as a way of caution, is to say if you take number 2, for example, in that index, which is in a municipality in the Eastern Cape, by the name of Senqu local municipality. That municipality is what I call higher. So in terms of service delivery, it only performs well on electrification. The other things are very low. However, it has put a lot of emphasis in administrative issues. So you'll find that in the 3 administrative subcategories, it is almost scoring perfect, which then increases its possibility to be higher up. Because by far, majority or average municipality is not delivering well on service delivery, and there is still a lot of backlog. The last point I want to make, because you are saying a number of these municipalities are in the Western Cape, it's also a historical spatial issue that municipalities in the Western Cape have moved from a high base of infrastructural development post-1994. You remember the Cape Colony during colonial times and apartheid times received disproportionate attention in terms of development. So the GPI, the Government Performance Index, what it does is that it snaps life at the current moment. And we could argue that it indicates the backlogs and the catch-up that still needs to be done by those municipalities that are performing very poorly in terms of service delivery. Because you'll have some municipalities that 10 years ago, the electrification was at about 50%, and now they're at 75%, 80%. So they are progressing, but in terms of backlog, they're still playing catch-up with the rest of the country.
The majority of people are governed at municipal level by the ANC. That is the result of elections. They're fewer than in the previous local government election in 2011. But it is interesting to me that three of the top five municipalities, I mean, you did mention a specific about Sengu, but three of the top five municipalities are ANC-run municipalities, and five of the top 20 are run by the ANC, three of them in the Northern Cape. And that tells me, looking at that sort of fairly superficially, that ANC-run municipalities can be efficient, can be administratively excellent. And one hopes that the ANC is looking at this and going, well, these are the things that we need to replicate in those bottom 20, which pretty much we all run, and most of the others in the bottom 123 and so on.
Well, certainly, there's absolutely no doubt about that. And it's a different picture compared to the 2016 Good Government Performance Index that was published ahead of the local government elections. And it was predominantly dominated by DA Western Cape run municipalities in the top five. So you're quite correct that the ANC is beginning to have municipalities that could serve as a test case to say, what are those municipalities doing right? And you have to look at issues of different stabilities in terms of the politics, what is happening within those councils, how is political will driven and created to make sure that accountability is at the forefront of the things that they do. Meanwhile, understanding that the service delivery backlogs remain, but there are opportunities that are being created in terms of other areas of the indicator. So you are quite correct that the ANC, because it governs so many of our municipalities, it will feature strongly both in the top 20 and in the bottom 20. But what I think as a point of hypothesis, because we were just launching the ranking today, but there is a phase two deeper analysis that's going to happen, is to check, for example, how the municipalities that were led by coalition governments between 2011 and 2016, particularly in KZN, because KZN is starting to feature a lot in the bottom 20, which wasn't the case in the previous government.
Check
whether there's been an influence of coalition governments backtracking.
That is issues or not. I hope we can talk again when that is out, because it does appear that coalition governments are going to feature more as part of our governing landscape. Thank you very much to Lukona Mguni, who is a socioeconomic researcher at the think tank Good Governance Africa.